For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. This week, the Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded to three American researchers for their work on internal clocks. The Nobel Foundation announcement praised the trio for their discoveries of molecular mechanisms controlling circadian rhythms. MSU psychology professor Dr. Antonio Nunez says that a single cell can be a circadian clock. While circadian rhythms are most often associated with sleep patterns like jet lag, Dr. Nunez tells me that these advancements could lead to greater knowledge of how our internal clocks affect other aspects of life.
What I want to emphasize is that even though sleep is the most obvious circadian rhythm, it's just one of many.
What are the unobvious ones we don't think about then?
Best time of day to learn something, best time of day to provide cancer therapy, best time of day to have your meals. So every phase of the 24-hour rhythm is associated with optimization of a particular function. One of them is sleep. Now, sleep by itself has a number of important functions beyond the fact that it's under the control of the circadian clock. But circadian rhythmicity is much more fundamental than sleep per se.
So this kind of recognition from the Nobel Committee might shed light or lead future researchers to pursue this line of investigation. There could be all sorts of benefits down the road to a renewed or new focus on circadian rhythms.
You know, from a very selfish perspective, I hope this influence funding decisions from the National Institute of Health with respect to support of research on circadian rhythmicity. Nobel Prizes tend to attract attention from the public and from funding agencies, and it might help that way. I wanted to add something about funding from national funding agencies that I haven't seen mentioned in the press releases about these awards. And that was the investment of the National Science Foundation in a science and technology center, University of Virginia, dedicated to the study of biological timing. And a lot of the extrapolation from the original work of these three investigators took place at that center. And it involved not only University of Virginia, but also Northwestern University and Rockefeller University. And it was funded for a number of years, I believe 10 or 11, and a lot of the extrapolation to mammals, to the mammalian systems that went on during that time was driven by this significant funding of a center, a science and technology center, exclusively devoted to biological timing. So in many ways, the National Science Foundation show tremendous foresight about the significance of research in that area.
Dr. Antonio Nunez researches circadian rhythms at Michigan State University. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.